I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for June 11th, 2026. The Fayette County Board of Education voted unanimously to put Superintendent Demetrius Liggins on administrative leave. Lily Burris was at the meeting.
After 2.5 hours in closed session, FCPS board members returned with 3 motions to vote on: putting Liggins on administrative leave, retaining a law firm to review his employment agreement, and appointing Bill Bradford as interim superintendent. All 3 motions received unanimous support. Board Chair Tyler Murphy says the board is united in ensuring Bradford's success.
The board is not entertaining any motions for a separation package, and the board is united in our support for Dr. Bill Bradford, and we're focused on ensuring stability for our students, staff, and families, and ensuring that Fayette County Public Schools remains focused on its core mission of supporting student success.
On Tuesday, Superintendent Liggins requested to negotiate a separation agreement with the board after months of controversy involving the district's budget. He withdrew that request later that day. I'm Lily Burris in Lexington.
Some communities across Kentucky will see an extension to a temporary gas tax reduction aimed at easing fuel costs for drivers. Governor Andy Beshear has extended a 10-cent reduction in the state gas tax through June 30th in 33 cities and counties that requested it. Those locations include the counties of Carter, Graves, Jefferson, and Wolfe, and the cities of Ashland, Covington, Drakesboro, London, Owensboro, Smithfield, and Winchester. Beshear says the move is intended to help families cope with higher fuel prices linked to the war in Iran. Areas that did not request an extension could see gas prices increase by 10 cents beginning today. The governor's action has drawn criticism from some lawmakers who say the reduction could significantly reduce revenue flowing into the Kentucky Road Fund. Lexington Fayette Urban County Council announced Wednesday more medical debt relief for residents. Lily Burris has more.
In partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the Lexington government announced more than $4 million in medical debt relief for over 2,000 residents. The partnership started in 2025 and has since relieved $23 million of debt for nearly 12,000 residents. Lexington Vice Mayor Dan Wu says this is about physical health, not just financial health.
A lot of folks who are carrying unpaid medical debt, they don't go and seek regular medical care, and then they wait until situations get really bad and have to go to the ER, and ultimately that becomes an even bigger strain on all of our systems. So our hope is for a lot of folks that this will be a reset for them to kind of shed this debt and then be able to take care of themselves again.
Lexington residents who make less than 400% of the poverty line and have medical debt over 5% of their annual income are eligible for debt relief. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
Northern Kentucky University is heading into the fall with a multi-million-dollar surplus, a dramatic shift for the institution, which until recently was in deep financial trouble. For Kentucky Public Radio, Zach Carrion explains.
NKU's board approved a budget proposal Wednesday morning that leaves the school with a $2.1 million surplus. It's the second year in a row with a balanced budget after overcoming a massive budget shortfall that peaked with a $24 million deficit in 2022. But it comes at a cost. The university laid off some of its staff last fall and is raising tuition. President Katie Short Thompson says more changes are coming.
We will organized to flourish and realize our goals. Long-standing practices or ways of operating will continue to change.
This latest budget does include a 3% raise for salaried faculty and staff. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Zach Carrion.
Lexington council members passed next fiscal year's city budget during a recent meeting. Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton originally proposed a $546 million budget in April with small increases in revenues and expenses. The budget includes a new development liaison position in the government to address the city's housing shortage and 2 city staffers for a new senior center. It also includes more than $5 million to address winter weather. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.